Blog Talk Radio.
It's a highway to heaven. None can walk up there but the pure in heart. It's a highway to heaven. I am walking up the king highway. Not walking, start while I'm talking, walking up the King's highway. Christ walks beside me, angels to guide me, walking up the King's highway.
I'm going,
walking up the King's highway. I started my highway.
highway to heaven, walking up the King's highway. Good afternoon, listeners. This is Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and we are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, sharing with you the gospel and the good news. It's a highway to heaven. Certainly, we do not own the rights to any of the music we hear you hear today, but we pray that it is a blessing to you, and that is a blast from our past. And certainly, this is Black History Month, and this first Saturday of February 2023, what other way to start off with something about our history? It's a highway to heaven, and that's Professor Alex Bradford as the lead, and certainly many other gospel greats and legends that have gone on before. And we know that it was also popularized by Thomas A. Dorsey, a great blues singer turned gospel. And certainly he is the founder of the Gospel Choirs and Choruses Convention. And certainly we know that led up to things like the Gospel Music Workshop of America. And certainly we thank God for our rich history and gospel music, for certainly gospel music plays a part in the history of Black people, from the call and response tradition to the Jubilee style, to singing in the fields, to singing in the church, and to singing everywhere. Certainly, we know there is a foundation in God. So we thank you for sharing. Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. Our number in studio, 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. We do want to hear from you today. For those of you that want to listen in other ways, we are also syndicated on Apple iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. All you have to do is look for Global Gospel. We want you to connect with us on social media. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Tumblr, we're on Instagram. If you go to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, or our Tumblr page, there's a direct link to each and every episode. If you would like to write Global Gospel, you can write us at P.O. Box 5331, that is in Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. Our email address is globalgospel17@gmail.com. Certainly, we are looking to hear from you, our listeners. We are looking to hear from you, those that you have something to share with the Global Gospel audience. Please feel free to contact us at any time, and we can be a blessing to each other. Well, we want to mention today just a few of our sponsors. We want to shout out Grandma Etta's Quilting, Margie Bradley Townsend. We want to shout out Third Lounge and Melanated Beards, Ryan Wilson. We want to shout out MPT Enterprise, Marlon Townsend. We want to shout out the Nationwide Black Family Mediation Services, Lois Glenn Carter. Certainly, thank you all for sharing with Global Gospel continually and supporting us. Shout out to the Townsend family, the Norman family, the Hernandez family, the Brinson family, the Allen family, the Jones family, the Bradley family, the Stevenson family, the Hartley family, the Odom family, the Locke family, the Furman family, the Latham family, the Wiggins family, the Washington family, the Bradell family, the Wilson family, the Robinson family, the Davis family. Shout out for all of you, our listening audience. Certainly, we cannot call you all, but we thank God for you and you who continuously listen. Thank God for those of you that leave us comments. Certainly, you can leave a comment on our social media, or you can leave a comment on our Blog Talk page, and certainly, we will be sure to shout you out. Shout out New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, Washington, D.C., North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, California, Michigan, Illinois, Mexico, Jamaica, West Indies, Canada, Colombia, Brazil, Sierra Leone, Ivory Coast, Ghana, Nigeria, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, South Africa, Mozambique, Kenya, Turkey, Czech Republic, Germany, the Netherlands, the United Kingdom, France, Spain, Portugal, Pakistan, the Philippines, Taiwan, South Korea, and Japan. We thank God for you, and for sharing with this global gospel experience. Certainly, as we said, listen, it's Black History Month, so we want you to be aware and be alert on today. Certainly, we have some information that we will be sharing with you in just a few minutes. Now, most of the country is experiencing some extreme cold weather. Certainly, we want you to stay warm and be encouraged that the sun will shine again. Certainly, God is a God of the cold and the heat, of the rain and the sun, of the snow and the sleet, of the wind. Certainly, God is an all-weather God. And so it makes no difference what the temperature is. God is still in charge, and he has the whole world in his hands. He rules and he super rules. For those of you who have joined Global Gospel for the first time, our theme scripture today comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. Today we came with the message of Jesus Christ. We came to let you know that Jesus Christ, yes, he was born of a virgin. Yes, he lived. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. The blind recovered their sight. The lame began to walk. And yes, one day he died on Calvary, and he shed his blood for the remission of our sins. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We want you to know that he was, he is, and he is to come. And certainly if you have a problem on today, Jesus is the answer for the world today. If you have a financial need, if you have a spiritual need, if you have an emotional need, if you have a heartache or a headache, God sees all, he knows all, and he cares. And certainly we can cast our cares on him because he cares for us. He is touched by the feeling of our infirmity. So you don't have to give up. You don't have to quit. You don't have to throw in the towel. You don't have to bow down to Satan, because God is here and the gospel is here to free you, to heal you, to deliver you, and to save you, and to set you free. So we thank God today that you are sharing with Global Gospel. And certainly at this time, we are going to take a break as we continue in our celebration of Black History Month, and we are going to be back with a very special announcement. Stay tuned and be blessed. Young, gifted, and Black, Nina Simone, this is a part of our Black history.
Oh, what a lovely, precious dream.
Young lady in studio with us today, and certainly she is going to tell us who she is, and she is going to share some very important information about our young gifted students. God bless you. Good afternoon, special guest.
Oh, good afternoon. I am Reverend Sheila Thomas, and I am honored to be able to share some information that will help our youth navigate through life. So I am an individual that is part of the community and watching how the community could use some tools. So the organization that I have is called Teens Empowered to Advocate for the Community. It's called TEA. And our ultimate goal is for them to be change agents for themselves, how they advocate for themselves and know that they have a voice and their voice is powerful and it needs to be heard. And also to, as they advocate for themselves, they learn how to advocate through the community. How do we do these? How do we do these different tools for them? Is we have field trips, we have guest speakers, we have workshops. We come together as one, and we have a 10-week program. After the 10-week program, we do a graduation, which allows Goofy to, Deputy Goofy comes in, and she gives the young people proc to capstones of the project that they want to do to change the community. The only way that they can do what they need to do is that we give them the tools to be able to navigate, to know that they have a voice, to know that they are powerful enough to run as a council person, a senator, whatever that they want to do in the government aspect or in life. And that's our mission, is to empower them to know that they have a genius that's within them. And how do we make that genius person come out? Is to encourage them.
Awesome.
We meet every Monday on Zoom, half Zoom and half in person. Our field trips are in person. And we meet on Zoom at 7 o'clock. And anybody that's interested, please feel free to give me a call. The number is 516-761-4993. Once again, the number is 516-761-4913. We're looking for young people to become a change agent. Thank you.
Awesome. All right. We thank you, Reverend Sheila Thomas, for sharing with us about the T program. And certainly we encourage all of our listening audience to get your young people involved with T. Certainly it's an awesome program. And I attended the conclusion exercises on last year, and certainly it was a great and awesome, and certainly the young people are making strides and leaps and bounds, and certainly they are taking on the world. Again, we thank you, Reverend Sheila, for sharing. Can you give us that number one more time?
516-761-4913.
Thank you.
Once again, 516-761-4913. Thank you.
Thank you. Listeners, make sure you use that number. All right. God bless you, Reverend Sheila.
God bless you and have an awesome day.
You too. All right. Certainly, I told you we had a special announcement, and certainly as we are moving in our celebration of Black History Month, this next election, Oh Happy Day, certainly it is a standard. And certainly it is historical. Certainly it changed gospel music. It was cutting edge. It was not widely accepted at first, but Oh Happy Day. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Oh Happy Day. Oh Happy Day. When Jesus walked. Oh.
Happy day.
Oh.
Jesus washed my sins away. Edwin Hawkins and the Edwin Hawkins Singers. How many of you were around when that first came out? I wasn't, but I'm sure somebody was. All right. Today, as we continue our celebration of Black History Month, our topic for today is My Brother's Keeper, My Brother's Keeper. And I want to share with you from the book of Genesis, the first book of Moses, in the fourth chapter and beginning at the first verse. And it says, and Adam knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had no respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth? And why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest well, sin lieth at the door. And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel his brother. And it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not, am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. God, our Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. We thank you for this month, God. We thank you for your word, because your words are spirit and life. There's healing in your word, for you sent your word and they were healed. We know that your word cannot return unto you void. And so, God, we pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart is acceptable unto you. This is our prayer in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. My brother's keeper is something that you can find in the text directly on today. But as I reflect on my brother's keeper and Black History Month, I'm reminded of, as an elementary student, I joined an after-school program, the drama club, and certainly my instructor, Miss Jean Blygen, introduced us to a lot of poetry, and certainly she introduced us to several writers. And certainly at that time, before there was Google and before there was computer search engines, we were encouraged to go to the library, the school library, or our local community library. And certainly one of the people that we were encouraged to look up was Langston Hughes. And to make a long story short, Langston Hughes was a great writer that was a part of the Harlem, what we call the Harlem Renaissance. And certainly he was first published around 1921. And certainly he wrote many things pertaining to the everyday life of people of color, to their everyday experiences. And so one of them that sticks out, I may share more than one, but the first one I want to share with, as we talk about my brother's keeper, is I Too. And certainly the words of this is, I too sing America. I am the darker brother. They send me to eat in the kitchen when company comes, but I laugh and eat well and grow strong. Tomorrow I'll be at the table when company comes. Nobody'll dare say to me, eat in the kitchen then. Besides, they'll see how beautiful I am and be ashamed. I too sing America. And then he wrote another one, Harlem. What happens to a dream deferred? Does it dry up like a raisin in the sun, or fester like a sore and then run? Does it stink like rotten meat, or crust and sugar over like a syrupy sweet? Maybe it sags like a heavy load, or it does explode. And certainly the third one, the Negro speaks of rivers. I've known rivers. I've known rivers, ancient as the world, older than the flow of human blood and human veins. My soul has grown deep like the rivers. I bathed in the Euphrates when dawns were young. I built my hut near the Congo, and it lulled me to sleep. I looked upon the Nile and raise the pyramids above it. I heard the singing of the Mississippi when Abe Lincoln went down to New Orleans, and I've seen its muddy bosom turn all golden in the sunset. I've known rivers, ancient, dusky rivers. My soul has grown deep like the rivers. And so as we talk about knowing rivers and ancient rivers, we go back all the way to the cradle of civilization. We go back to Eden, and we go past Eden when Adam and Eve were kicked out of the garden. And certainly here we find that Adam and Eve now have a son. They have another son, Cain and Abel. And it's a classic story as we talk about my brother's keeper. And we read the story, and we know the story, and we heard the story. And we know that Cain killed Abel. And then he asked God, as if God didn't already know. He asked God a question, and I would say that, I don't know if it's sarcasm or a smart remark or gesture. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? God gave him an opportunity to answer the question. He gave Cain the opportunity to be straight up with him, to be forward, to be truthful with him. And Cain turned that around and said, I know not, am I my brother's keeper? He gave God a question for a question. And so already he was out of line, because the one that created him, the one that created a man out of the dust of the earth, that created his mother and father, he was only one generation away from creation. He had not much history behind him. He turned around and asked the God of creation a question, am I my brother's keeper? And so here we are today to inform to you that we are our brother's keeper. And then we find out later, as we read further, that the voice of Abel's blood cried unto me from the ground. God hears the blood of those that are slain. And certainly we are living in a generation with black on black crime, black on black violence, with domestic violence, with murder, with mass killings, with rapes, with shootings, with stabbings, with drug addiction and drug overdoses and alcohol abuse. And certainly, and we turn on the TV, and what do we see? We see on video camera our brothers rising against each other. And it makes no difference whether they're black or white, but brother against brother is a problem, because God tells us here in Genesis, he gives us the fact that we are our brother's keeper. And certainly we know that we had a problem from the beginning, but now that we are aware of our problem, that we know better, we should be able to do better. What happens? We read a little further in Genesis, and by the time you get to the 37th chapter of Genesis, we know that the world has been populated over and over again a few times. And we find the story of Joseph, and Joseph was a dreamer. And we know already from Langston Hughes says, what happens to a dream deferred? And so Joseph had a dream about the sheaf bowing, and he had a dream about the sun, the moon, and the stars. And certainly it seemed for a while that his dream was deferred, but we'll soon find out that his dream actually explodes. We find out that Joseph's brothers became jealous of him. And certainly jealousy is a terrible thing. The Bible says jealousy is as cruel as the grave. And certainly if we're not careful, jealousy, envy, and strife will creep into our hearts. But certainly we need to know that there is a God that is out there that is able to make the stony heart flesh. There is a God out there that can change your heart, and he can change your mind. He can change you from being someone that kills your brother to someone that brings life to your brother. He can change you from being someone like Joseph's brothers sold him into slavery. And we know they meant it for evil, but God meant it for good, to save much people alive. And certainly we know that this is the story of how Israel, the nation, ended up in Egypt. But if we read a little further, we'll find out that not only did they go into Egypt because they needed food because of famine, but we find out that God would bring them out of Egypt. And certainly we need to know today that, yes, we've had experiences in Egypt. We've been at the hands of some horrible taskmasters. We've been at the hands of some horrible laws and legislation. We've been at the hand of some horrible judges and some people in law enforcement. But we know that everybody isn't bad. Where there's bad people, there is also good people. And so in life, we have to take the good with the bad. We have to take the ups with the downs. We have to take the mountaintops with the valley lows. Because God declares, Isaiah declares, that every valley shall be exalted, and every high place shall be brought down and made low. And so God even brings bring highways in the desert. So in a dry place, in a barren place, so God will cause us to prosper. We were in slavery, but God caused us to prosper. We grew. No matter how long it was, no matter how gruesome it was, yes, some people died, many died. People are still dying today. But the Bible declares that as long as the earth shall remain, there will be a seed time and a harvest. And certainly as we aim to be our brother's keepers, we have to know that things will not always be like they are, but certainly that God will turn some things around. One thing I want you to keep in mind is Proverbs chapter 27 and 17. And so God talks about the countenance that was on Cain. And certainly it is easy. We sit around our jobs and we see the countenance on people. We see their expressions and their attitudes. We're among our family members. We see their expressions and their attitudes. We see their hearts, the evilness of their hearts be revealed, or we see the love of their hearts be revealed. We can even be in a church, in a Christian setting, and we see the countenance of people. We see the frowns on their faces. We see their disobedience to God. We see their disobedience to man. But guess what? God is looking at your countenance. God sees all and he knows all. And so in Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17, the Bible declares that iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. And so right here, God is letting us know that, listen, I didn't put you here to kill, but I put you here to sharpen the countenance. It should be no murder in your heart, your mind, your soul, your spirit, because it is a horrible thing, and it leads you on a destructive path. It leads your family on a dysfunctional path. The first murder that took place was inside the family. What a horrible thing. And so God warns us of that, that mother will be against daughter, daughter against mother, father against son, son against father. And so we know that all these things will happen, but the end is not yet. But as the Bible is fulfilled, as God's word is being fulfilled, let us not fall on the wrong side of God's word. But as we see the light, walk therein. As we see our brother, as we see our sister, and not just living it to the brotherhood, as we see our brother and our sister, let us sharpen one another. Let's give each other a helping hand. Let's put money in somebody's pocket. Let's invest in somebody else's future, because we are there to keep the brotherhood, to keep the sisterhood, to keep the motherhood, to keep the fatherhood, to keep the parenthood, to keep whatever hood there is, the neighborhood. We are there to keep it all together. Certainly, we do not want to be a killer of relationships. God put us here to relate to one another. And so I believe that it was Dr. King that said that we have to learn to live together, walk together as brothers. Otherwise, we will perish as fools. And what do we know about fools? The Bible says the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. And so if you are perishing, you have already denounced God. You have denounced Christ. And so what was the murder that was found in Cain's heart to kill his brother? And it displeased God. And God heard the sound of blood crying from the ground. And I believe today God still hears the sound of blood crying from the ground, the blood of mothers, of fathers, of sisters, of brothers, of husbands, of wives, of children, of the young and the old. God hears the cries of the people. But just as Joseph was in a foreign land, just as his brothers sold him into slavery, God put him in a situation where he could bless the same family that curse him. And we certainly, we are here, we have to bless those that curse us, those that despitefully use us. Certainly, the tables will turn. And so as Langston Hughes said, I'll be at the table tomorrow. I'll be at the table when company comes. Tomorrow, I would believe that today, that tomorrow, whenever my tomorrow is, that I'll be at the table. I may not be at the table today. I may be the rear. I may be in the back of the line. But I may be nowhere near looking like all that God has in store for me. But I believe that eyes have not seen, ears not have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man what God has in store for us. So all we have to do is keep the faith, keep God's commandment, keep his word, apply his word to our lives, live thereby. You can't just read the word, but you have to apply it and live thereby. And certainly we have to walk in the light. And certainly we have to keep our brothers. Exodus chapter 13, verse 19. As it pertains to Joseph, as it pertains to us today, it says, and Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for he had straitly sworn the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones away hence with you. There came a time when Joseph died. There came a time when there was nothing left of him. But God's word, his promises do not fail. He's not a man that he should lie, neither is he the son of man that he should repent. If he spoke it, it will come to pass, because his word doesn't return unto him void. So there came an end to slavery. There came an end to their suffering. There came an end to them being mistreated. There came an end to them being at the bottom of the barrel. There came an end to being overlooked. And I cannot tell you the Exodus story, but this is what they did. Moses carried the bones away with him. And certainly there was no witchcraft about this. There was no sorcery in this. He carried the bones as a reminder of God's promise that he would deliver, that he would set free, that he would bring them out of Egypt. And so today, believe that whatever your Egypt is, wherever your Egypt is, whoever's in your Egypt, that God will bring you out. And certainly to those that are alive and remain today, so many have died along the way. We lost friends. We lost family. We lost great leaders, great civil rights leaders, and great activists. But today, we have the obligation to carry bones. What do I mean? I simply mean we have an obligation to bring the memory to this generation and to future generations that what has already been done. We have an obligation to carry the message of Jesus Christ, because the songwriter said, what more can he do? What more can Jesus do? He laid the foundation. He opened up the way. And certainly the foundation has been laid for all of us to live right, to apply to our lives, to be our brother's keeper. So we know better. We know what's going to happen if we step out of line. We know what's going to happen if we rise up against our brother or our sister. We already know that it's punishment, that there's judgment, that there's damnation that is waiting for us. So why choose that path? Let's just be our brother's keeper. Let's reach out to others and touch others and change lives, and let our love flow from heart to heart and breast to breast. My brother's keeper. reach out and touch somebody's hand. Diana Ross, make this world a better place. Our number in studio, 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. We have just a few more minutes before this episode. And shout out to Deaconess McCoy, 619-924-0800. My brothers, but certainly we hope that and pray that you continue to be your brother's keeper. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 1, as you can see posted on this episode, didn't get around to it, but let brotherly love continue. That is what the writer of Hebrews says, chapter 13, verse 1, let brotherly love continue. Certainly, let it continue. All right, we have about 10 minutes. Let's see. Let's get another selection here for you to listen to on this Black History Month. Oh, my brother, be encouraged. Bishop Hezekiah Walker, be encouraged, my brother and my sister, be encouraged. be encouraged. Oh, my sister, certainly the sun is going to shine. Well, radio listeners, we have about come to the conclusion of the hour. And so we thank you all for listening in. Remember that all of our shows are archived. You can listen here on Blog Talk Radio. You can listen on Apple iTunes. You can listen on Spotify. And you can listen on Google Play. Any time of day or night, you can grab a quick word of encouragement here. We are here once again. If the Lord says the same, we're here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, live and on the air. So as we conclude today, we have talked about my brother's keeper, and hopefully something has been said to help you through the week. We encourage you to attend any Black History programs or services in your area. Make sure you get your young people involved. Certainly they must know our history. They must know our present. And certainly they must continue moving forward into the future. We are going to conclude with Donny Hathaway, and the Rolling Stones call him a soul legend. And he didn't have a very long life. He lived to about 33. But those from the 60s or 70s know who Donny Hathaway is. And certainly he recorded He Ain't Heavy. And certainly the background of He's Not Heavy, He's My Brother is, there's a whole nother story behind it. And I'll share that at another time, but I'm going to pray. And I want you to listen to He Ain't Heavy, Donny Hathaway. Gracious God, our Father, we thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. We thank you for the opportunity to share with the listening audience on today as we shared about being our brother's keeper. God, we ask that you let brotherly love continue among us, God. That we thank you that you are able to move out all hate, all malice, all envy, all jealousy, all strife, and replace it with the love of God. Certainly, love is incomparable to all the evils of this world, because God, you are love. For any that are sick or afflicted, God, pray that your healing virtue go out, because you can and you will, God. Lift heavy burdens, destroy the yoke of bondage, bind the enemy on every hand. Keep us covered with your blood as we go from destination to destination, God. Stay the hand of the enemy. God, we thank you and praise you for all things. We thank you for dying for us, that we might have a right to the tree of life. And God, we ask, if there's anything that we fail to ask, please don't fail to grant it. This is our prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, the precious Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. He ain't heavy. He is my brother. It's your brother, your sister, your mother, your father, Donny Hathaway, as we continue to celebrate Black history, Black music.
He ain't heavy. He's my brother. With many a winding turn, that leads us to who knows where. Who knows where? But I am strong enough to carry him.
He's my brother. So on we go. His welfare is my concern. No burden is he to bear.
Wish I could this evening, y'all.
We'll get there.
Yeah.